good Saturday morning, Columbia Basin, News Talk 870 KFLD. Brad Prescott here with you, stepping in today for John McKay and kicking off the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update right here on News Talk 870. So the final one of 2010 is what I'm hearing, right, Lance?
That's right, Brad, with the holiday coming up and stuff. This is the final show. McKay couldn't be here, so he just axed out on us at the end, but that's okay. I think we started the year with you last year.
Yeah, I kicked things off, and then I'll wrap them up this year
You like to be the closer. They bring in to finish it out.
It's kind of like Brian Wilson, you know, with the fear the beard. You know, like, I got that all handled. So.
Very, very nice. Well, once again, we'd like to thank you for hosting. We'd like to thank everybody here at the station for working to make this show happen this year. It's just been a great year. We always like to start off the show with some local real estate news. This week was kind of interesting. We had, in some local real estate news, we actually had a really interesting auction on Tuesday night. Musser Brothers had an auction out at their facility, and they actually auctioned off almost the remainder of a subdivision out in Badger Canyon. So there was 12 lots ended up selling at this auction, all within about an hour and a half. It was a pretty exciting real estate event. Went good. The sellers were happy. There's some buyers out there that got some really good deals, and there was a lot of property moved in a quick amount of time. So there still is about 4 lots left out there, but the inventory dwindled quickly with the auction style. So that went really good, and you can always learn something, and I learned a great quote, you know, every week, you know, we learn something. And when they were auctioning off this land, I heard the auctioneer say, "Don't wait to buy land, but buy land and wait." So
that sounds like a long-term investment plan right there. That's pretty smart.
Long-term investment land there. And then always, too, we like to have, you know, kind of a national real estate story. And kind of going in the theme of snow and stuff, this would be interesting. I don't know if anybody saw the video or not.
Maybe we should call our appraiser.
Did you see the video that they had of the Metrodome roof collapse?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
it looked like Niagara Falls falling through the middle of
it. It was crazy. They had left the cameras on in there, and the inflatable roof got some holes in it due to the snow load and just completely crashed down on the field. Oh, so. But it was a good reminder. I know a lot of folks around here went through the weather. We had that big snow. Some people realized there were some leaks and stuff. Ice dams can form up on roofs. So you definitely want to be aware of that. If you did have any leaks in the previous snow, get a hold of us. We've got great contractors, great roofers that we can refer to you. So you don't have to worry about that again next year. In the studio, we've got some other guests with us helping finish off the year. Of course, we've got our lender expert, Mr. Scott Ridgway with Cobalt Mortgage. Scott, how are you?
Hey, doing great, Lance. It's nice to be here.
Good. How's everything been treating you?
It's been really busy. We've been actually closing out the year real strong. There's a lot of movement in the market, so we're real happy this time.
Good. And we also have with us Mr. Brent Gamash with Gamash Landscaping. How are you, Brent?
Good morning, guys.
Well, what we wanted to talk about is just kind of a little bit more general this year. Scott and I were talking at the end of the last show, and we just really wanted to talk about being a part of a plan. I mean, we've got 2011 coming up. We know some people are thinking about making some real estate decisions, mm-hmm. and we kind of wanted to go through the steps of, you know, what you should be laying out now, what you should be thinking about before you make those decisions, and kind of putting a timeline together for that. So one of the things we always go back to, and we thought this would help for any type of business planning, goal setting that people might be doing, it's kind of that New Year's resolution time. You know, people are going to be thinking about it and talking about it. So we thought we'd go over some basic guidelines. It's really interesting as we go through this that it's crazy to think, but only about 15% of our population have goals.
No way.
Yeah, no, that's a serious
statistic. Where did you get that statistic? That is ridiculous.
Serious statistic that came out. I was doing some research on USA Today. Serious statistic that came out as they were talking about New Year's resolution. And only about a third of those folks actually write down their goals.
Well, I guess that's the goes back to the 80-20 rule, too.
It definitely
does. Crazy.
And so when you think about it, if you're thinking about your resolutions and your timeline and your plan as we talk about real estate and what you're going to be doing for the next year, consider heavily writing it down. Because once people write down those goals, it was interesting as the study went on to talk about, and they've talked about it in some Carnegie's books and stuff, as people wrote down those goals, once they wrote them down, how many people do you think accomplished those?
Most of them.
Most of them. And that's exactly what happens. 90% of written goals.
Well, let me ask this. I mean, think about it. Would Gamache be what Gamache is without a plan?
No.
Would the Tri-City Real Estate Update be what it's become without a plan?
No. If we didn't write down what the show topics were for the coming weeks and what guests we were trying to get on the show when people were coming, it just wouldn't happen. So it makes sense when you're doing those type of activities, but people just in general don't translate it to the rest of their life. So one of the things we talked about and we've gone over is that there are really five categories you want to think about. As you go through New Year's resolutions and we start to think about, there's five categories you want to use as you set your resolutions or your goals. Number one is personal, mental, and spiritual. I kind of lump all of those together. Mm-hmm. You know, what are you doing for yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Number two is family. What are you going to do with your family? What trips are you going to take? What time are you going to be home at night? You know, what type of activities do you have planned for that?
Mm-hmm.
Number three is educational goals. How many classes do you want to go to? What classes do you want to take? What conventions do you want to attend?
Self-improvement, really?
Self-improvement.
People actually would want to work on self-improvement kind of things and being a better person and
self-improvement and
attaining higher levels in their goals and things.
If someone has a goal to write down their goals, does that count as being a goal?
A goal to write their goals down?
A goal to write
Man,
their goals.
Man, that's like master planning.
that's
15%?
That is
I'm sorry, it just blows my mind that most people don't do this stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, really,
you know,
it's amazing.
And it's just, I mean, sometimes it's just a reminder. And you know, we're all busy. I mean, sometimes in our fast-paced world and what we're doing, sometimes it's like, okay, I do have to stop and take 20 minutes and think about this.
Yeah.
And it could drastically change the course of 2011.
Kind of goes into talks cheap.
Yeah.
And maybe you might put some action behind it.
That's exactly right. And there's some connection that once you've written that down that causes you to do that.
That's great.
Fourth category I think we're all very familiar with, and this is why health clubs have January be their biggest month. Fourth category is physical, and I think that's all we need to say about that category. And then the fifth category is financial. What changes do you want to make? How much do you want to increase your earnings? You know, what do you want to spend your money on? How much do you want to save? So those are the five categories that if you jot one or two goals down, and you do that and make a plan, 2011 will be drastically different than any of us could expect it to be. So we're going to take it a step further. Scott and I talked a lot about this, and we've talked a lot about this off air. And we said, what's the difference between a good plan and a not so good plan? How can we help you make decisions for the future? And we always relate this back to property and what we're doing with loans and lending. But there's something called SMART goals. And if you remember that acronym SMART as you're going through it, it helps you remember how your goals should be. So number one, the S in SMART stands for specific. I want to be healthier. Probably not that specific. And it's probably not going to help you that much. I mean, what is healthier? You know, not going to McDonald's three times instead of six? I mean,
Yeah, and make those comments in front of your true friends because they're going to say, really? How's that going to happen?
Right, exactly. So, you know, get specific on it. How many healthy meals do you want to have? What do you want to have? The M in SMART, we move on, is measurable. You know, instead of just saying, I want to be able to run faster or lift more or how much more do you want to do? You know, how much faster do you want your mile time to be? How much, you know, how much weight do you want to lose? You know, what's the exact number, not just lose weight? So, so specific and measurable. Then we've got the A in SMART, and that's attainable. Can it be done? You know, is this something that I can really do? I wouldn't mind playing in the NFL, but that's probably not attainable, you know.
There was something on SportsCenter.
Oh, stop.
Wes Welker, Deion Branch, what do you think their average height is?
5'9".
Yes. Ah, these guys are expert pros in the NFL.
Danny Woodhead.
So, Lance, this can happen for you.
I think the age factor might come into play there also. So, you know, is it attainable? You know, make it something that you can do. And then realistic. You know, we talk a lot about big changes versus small changes. You know, little changes and starting the program make a big difference. So make the changes a little bit at a time, and then it'll add up. I mean, kind of when we talk about housing, if you want to get your house ready to be on the market, you know, a month from now, it's a lot easier to do a couple things a day around the house or pack up a couple things other than just completely kill yourself, try to paint the whole house in, you know, two nights.
Right.
It's not going to work out too well. You're going to get frustrated. You might decide that it's not possible.
You know, I have heard a little trick over the years, and if you just take the absolute number one thing that you want to accomplish that's realistic and measurable, put it on a Post-it note and stick it on your bathroom mirror. As long as you can count on brushing your teeth every day, which
right,
folks, it's
right.
A good idea to do that, and you're going to see that every day. And
yeah.
Then when you accomplish it, just tear that stick up note down and put a new one up. And that's just a really super simple way of making sure that you're putting the most important thing in front of you and then going after it and attaining it until you get it done.
That's a great, great idea. And then it becomes a habit like brushing your teeth had become. So
absolutely.
Exactly right. And the last part, the T in the SMART goals, is the timeline. When are you going to get this done? You know, giving yourself a natural deadline makes you work harder towards that goal. So these are some of the things that we laid out. We're also going to put this together with a plan that goes specific with mortgages and with getting the house sold, what we can do to help you with that plan for next year and kind of how some of those steps fall into place. Before we get into that, though, we do want to talk a little bit with Brent about what is happening outside of our house right now. Brent, last time we were here, we talked about Christmas trees. I'm glad to say that you got me an amazing tree this year. Very happy family, and you guys have some high quality trees down there. Then there's a couple still available that people can swing by and grab.
There are, yep. We have a small selection left. Actually, done real well with the trees this year, and Scott, you as well.
Got a beautiful noble fir. Yep.
Yeah, awesome. But I'll start by saying, you know, I wish everybody happy holidays out there in Radioland too.
Very good.
From our family to your guys's. But Christmas lights we talked about last time, that went over well. The wind's been creating a little bit of havoc. You know, some strong gusts up there on the hill, but. We're working through that. But Christmas trees, we got some left down there, done real well. I think that some of that cold spell really took a toll on some of these trees that might have been cut a little bit too early, too. We've had people come to us and buy their second tree, unfortunately.
Oh, wow.
And from other lots around town. And,
okay.
And so far, as knock on wood, we haven't anybody complain. But if anybody does, we'll give them another tree.
Okay, well, that's a fabulous guarantee. That's what I love about it. Now, I did see some other press. I mean, talk to us a little bit about. I know you guys at Gamache were involved in a really a special type of program for the holidays, and you guys had a contest going along. And I know you did some service.
Oh, another tree just got sold right there.
There's another tree right there.
That's light.
That's
light.
Okay,
fantastic.
Good. That was the wind call.
Folks, there's a demand out there. You need to get your calls in early.
You got the lights out of adjustment. So, but talk to us a little bit about this contest that you guys had, and then what you guys were able to do for a local family here.
It was our second annual holiday yard makeover, actually, with Cool FM here. And it was not only a contest, but people sent in their stories via email to the station here. And there was one person in Richland that actually we ended up decorating last Friday. It was a family that had a tragic loss in their family, a small family there in Richland, and they had a lot of neighbors and obviously relatives that listened to that station, so I had a lot of people send in on that particular family. If you guys want to go by and see it, it's on 1401 Perkins in kind of like downtown Richland there.
Awesome.
Turned out real nice. I got a email this morning from Barry here at the station, a little radio thank you and interviewing her, and it kind of teared me up a little bit because she was so excited, you know, like you guys said, and was kind of speechless at first, and then she kind of, you know, opened up a little bit. So it was neat to see that.
Yeah, it was pretty overwhelming, really, because, I mean, going from nothing to what they have now, it's pretty awesome out there. So
yeah, well, that's phenomenal. Well, we thank you at Gamache for doing that service to the community and providing that type of outdoor holiday cheer. I mean, you guys really are. I mean, you're all year round. When you talk about the outside of your house, I mean, you guys just don't ever stop. I mean, we go straight from, you know, from doing our fall fertilizer and stuff right into you continually decorating for the holidays?
Yep, the holidays and Christmas trees, obviously, and I had some decorations, indoor decorations for sale also at the office there. Snow removal, we had a good push of that here about 3 weeks ago, so we did a lot of snow removal accounts and ice melt for people, keep them safe from walking around the parking lots. We've done that. We're doing pruning now that the weather's a little nicer, so we've got a lot of maintenance accounts. We're doing a lot of winter pruning on, too. So I'm always doing something.
So that's so snow removal for people that went through this first storm, not prepared, didn't have exactly what they wanted. I expect to see, I mean, it's still kind of early in the season. January can still be kind of tough. If people don't have a system set up, they can call and get on your list in case that happens again.
Yep. Yeah. Earlier is better than later, obviously, because we kind of have our route set up, you know, when it does snow. We start usually about maybe 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock in the morning, depending on when the snow starts to fall. So earlier is better. Just 735-9100 is our office. And ask for Rich or Brent, and we can get you set up and ready for the next storm.
All right, sounds great, Brent. Well, we appreciate you helping us take care of the outside of our real estate. And once again, Merry Christmas to your family also. And with that, we're going to go to break, and Scott and I are going to outline our goals and plans for helping you in 2011.
It's a Tri-City Real Estate Update here on News Talk 870 KFLD. Like Lance said, we'll be back in just a couple minutes. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update here on News Talk 870 KFLD. I've been talking about getting some plans ready for 2011 and, well, how to set your goals and all that. And before we get into our next segment, got to say thanks again to Brent Gamache coming in today. If you need your Christmas tree this year or if you need some lights set up, make sure you give Gamache Landscaping a call, 735-9100. And with that said, turn it back over to Lance Kenmore, our real estate update expert here at News Talk 870.
Yes, once again, we appreciate Brent coming in. It's really a great deal, folks, as you get to know him and his business. And it's not just that they are, you know, bringing a bunch of trees back. I mean, there are times if you need something specific, he will go with them and make sure that gets picked out up there for you, that you get the right tree. So it's just a phenomenal service, and you can get on their rotation, and they do a great job and bring back some high quality stuff.
Well, and if you haven't done business with Gamache, no, these guys give back so much to the community, so you just have to know the money that you're spending with them, they're reinvesting a lot of that money back in our community, too, and we really appreciate Gamache doing that.
Cool.
Definitely a great sponsor and expert to have on the show, and we really appreciate that. So, Scott, we've talked a lot about our goals, a plan for 2011. We know there are folks out there that are listening to the show that we've helped out this year, and we've talked about already talked to some great folks that are planning to mm-hmm. do something next year. Mm-hmm. So as we look at these goals and see what people should get doing, the first step really a lot of times in real estate comes back to you. I mean, that's why, you know, we love having you on the show, and we say that when you get ready to buy, we can focus on the real estate side mm-hmm. and focus on the property and your needs and stuff that relates to property. But really, prior to getting to that point, we need to kind of lay out a plan for people what they need to do to be ready to buy.
Right.
So if someone is not sure, if someone's looking at, especially moving up, used to kind of be a given, but I think there's some other factors to consider about selling one house and moving to a new one. What are some of the goals that people should set for the first quarter of 2011 if they're, say, thinking about buying by summer? Say somebody wants to, mm-hmm. you know, get a new home by summer, move the kids during the summer break.
Right.
I feel it's really now's the time to start thinking about that. Give us a little timeline and what you would suggest.
Well, I appreciate that, because planning is really the most important thing in any major buying decision, which a home, I've got to understand and believe, is probably the largest purchasing decision that anybody makes ever.
A lot of times it really is the majority of the time with our clients that we're dealing with. That is a true statement.
Yeah, so getting ready for that is to know you know, where your debt-to-income ratio is, and that's taking a look at what's showing up on your credit report. What kind of monthly obligations do you have? What timeline do you have if there's credit cards that you want to get paid off prior to qualifying for a house, because that will help you qualify for a little bit more loan amount. With interest rates going up and down, that's going to affect that considerably. So knowing where you stand as far as your income, as far as your monthly obligations, and really importantly, where your down payment's going to come from is really important. On an FHA loan, it can be a gift On a conventional loan, you have to have 5% down from your own source of funds. But if you have 20% down, all that money can be a gift from a family member or somebody like that, and we can help you with those arrangements. And so having kind of a layout of what do I need to have 1 through 10 is a real big deal. So you can give us a call, Scott Ridgway at Cobalt Mortgage, 737-6004. I can give you a list. I can email it to you. And then I also like to send out a spreadsheet that will help people to calculate out, okay, if I put in this home purchase price, about where would my house payment be? About where would my closing costs be? About how much down payment would I need? And so I designed a spreadsheet probably 15 years ago that I utilize. It's real simple. And people can kind of track if they're out looking with you for a home. Okay, if I punch in $200,000, about where does that put me? If I punch in $150,000 or $100,000 or $300,000, where does that put me? So that they don't have surprises. The worst thing in our industry and in real estate or lending or even financial planning is people don't like surprises. So if we can help them with general information that gets them close, then we can fine-tune it when they're really ready to transact. So those are some of the things that we do. And credit is also a big deal. If people have got collections, if people have got judgments, if people are going through a divorce, there's things that you can do to plan ahead of the game to make sure that when they're ready to transact, there are items that have been taken care of or there's enough seasoning on certain items. And so those are things that we deal with a lot. So if you have questions, again, give us a call, 737-6004 at Cobalt Mortgage, and we can help answer those questions and take the stress out of such a huge transaction.
Well, and you brought up a lot of great points. Actually, I mean, my mind's kind of boggling trying to keep up. There was so many great points in that. But one of the things that I heard you talk about is a lot of times, too, people will switch priorities. You know, maybe for a while they were into recreation and traveling or, you know, had a camper or something like that.
Sure.
That they want it. Now they're settling down and want to get, you know, transition some of those assets to a house. Well, that stuff just doesn't happen overnight.
Right.
And one of the things that you said was a lot of times, even if somebody sells a major asset, maybe you sell a camp trailer or you sell a boat.
Right.
A lot of times that money needs to sit in the bank for a certain amount of time to be able to use towards that house purchase.
Yeah, that's just having the seasoning on those things. Otherwise, you need to show bill of sale, you need to show deposit slips, you need to show a completely clear paper trail from where those dollars originated from and where they ended up, and making sure that that also is done early enough so that it has been re-reported up to the credit bureaus, so when you pull that credit report, it shows a zero balance and no monthly obligation on that specific item.
And so this process, a lot of times, the one reason that we suggest people see you before they see me is the houses, that process we just described could take 3 months. I mean, easily.
It can.
You know, for somebody to sell something, deposit the money. Well, the houses that are available now are not likely to be the ones that are available 3 months from now when someone can buy.
Right.
So we need to be focused on having them ready to go in the time period that you want to be ready to go, and then we can help you find the right house.
And we're constantly working on these types of items. You know, we've got many, many clients that were in the process of working on those types of items so that when they're ready to transact and they can qualify for the amount of house that they want to get right now, that they're ready to go. And those are the buyers that are out there right now.
That's exactly right. They're ready to go. They've gone through this planning process, and you know, we just always stress with people that the more stuff that we can handle in advance, the less surprises you're going to have at transaction time.
You know, there's even options to refinance a vehicle or a motorhome or an RV or a trailer or those types of things, and we've got people in the industry that that we know that can help with that kind of stuff. So if somebody needs to potentially refinance a RV that they've had for 4 years, they don't have a whole lot of balance left on it, but they have more than 10 payments on an installment debt, because in a lot of cases, if you have less than 10 payments left on an installment debt, we don't have to count that in their debt-to-income ratios. So there's a lot of guidelines and things that we're constantly paying attention to. But if they can refinance something like that and lower a payment from, say, $400 a month to $89 a month, then that will make a huge impact on their qualification levels.
That makes a big difference. So there's a lot of things to consider, especially from the lending side.
Yeah.
We would love to help you if you're thinking about transacting in the next 3 to 8 months of 2011. It is not too early of a time to get with us and talk to us.
No, and in a lot of cases when people come in and they think that they can't buy now, they're surprised that they can buy now if we just tweak a couple of the things in their what I call a borrower's profile.
Gotcha.
So a lot of people are really surprised when they realize they can buy now while interest rates are low instead of waiting 1 or 2 years to be more prepared.
Right. Another thing that we've talked about and I know is happening right now that we'd like to keep people apprised with is that, you know, we are expecting a lot of the articles that are being published right now on financial sites, being published right now in lending, you know, in lending issues, that type of stuff. A lot of the signs are pointing to an increase in interest rates over the next 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're looking at refining, taking advantage of the low rates now, it's really looking like from what the experts are saying on Yahoo, MSN Business, a lot of these articles I'm reading, it's really looking like in the next 2 years we're going to see that start to trend the other direction. If anybody out there has not refinanced, and, you know, once we get through the holidays here, we realize it'll be crazy the next week or two for people.
Right.
But you really might want to consider that as one of your New Year's resolutions to get done if you've been dragging your feet on doing it.
Yeah, and if you're at 6% or higher, odds are it's going to make a lot of sense for you to refinance. The last 4 weeks, we've seen an increase in interest rates.
Already, right.
Already, and if you guys have been following CNBC or watching the financials like I know Lance does, you know, we're having a little bit of what's called a Santa Claus rally here through the end of the year. Stocks have come up a little bit. I think we're tickling about 11,500 on the Dow, and the S&P is up pretty good. So we'll have to see what happens after the end of the year. But right now, rates are remaining fairly flat around the upper fours. So if you're in the sixes somewhere, odds are will make a lot of sense for you to at least give me a call so that I can tell you what a refinance might look like for you.
Sounds great. And we are using these same type of planning tools as we look towards helping our sellers especially. We've done numerous consultations over the last 2 weeks for people really getting ready to kick off the new year. If you want to be ready for the spring market, have your house in the best condition possible, give us a call. We'll come out, do an evaluation of the house, make some suggestions, get Brent out there if we need to with Gamache, get some painting done, and get things spruced up so you're ready for the spring market. So once again, I mean, the biggest issue as we wrap up here is just saying thank you. I want to thank the radio station, Brad, John, for hosting. Our gifts have already been given. The acceptance of the show, the feedback we've gotten from the community. This really was our first full year, and we just appreciate all the listeners, everything you've given us. We want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year as this is our last show of the year. And we will be back right after January, and our second full year is going to be better than ever.
Well, and on behalf of Cobalt Mortgage, Lance, I'd like to thank you personally for letting us be on this show and being part of making a difference in this community with you.
So everybody go out there and just have a super Merry Christmas. There will not be a show to worry about listening to next Christmas morning. We'll be busy with the kiddos. So
eating oranges and opening presents.
Everybody have a Merry Christmas.
There you go. Thanks again to Lance and Scott Ridgway today here on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We will talk to you guys again in 2011.
Merry Christmas.